Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
I'm Eli Roth. In the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real, horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face-to-face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel, wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard is coming to you live from New York City. We're going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. There's a lot of ways you can tune in. Your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. In cities like Houston, in Boston, in Detroit, here in Atlanta. What's up, Atlanta? You could be tuned in San Diego, in Vegas, in Seattle, in Portland, in Vancouver, on the other side, in Montreal, a little bit closer, in Toronto. You could be in Ottawa. You could be in Boise, in Oklahoma City, Arkansas, New Orleans. What's up, WWL? Be down in Florida. Thank you so much. Pick a city in Florida. It doesn't matter. Tallahassee. What's up, Tallahassee? You can also listen on the free Audacy app. AUDACY. Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, it's simple. Get that thing's attention and just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I would utilize an example right now, but I don't need this stupid computer responding to me. It's always weird. It's just still odd. Shep, do you have one of them things?
No.
Have you ever had one? You just call Siri or something like that? No.
No, I'm not as technologically savvy as you are, JR. Like, I even have an issue with people that have an Alexa. I think it's just lazy.
Oh, my God. You have an issue with me, then. Tell me about it. I have one. Tell me about it.
I mean, why do you need to speak into a machine? I mean, not you specifically, Jar, but those are the type of people
that
have...
No, you're talking to me now. What's wrong with me having Alexa? You got an issue with me. Tell me.
It's not a JR issue. I just think that there's something to be said about going over to a TV, going over to a thermometer, going over to a CD player, a cassette tape, and actually putting it on yourself. There's something about going and buying a vacuum... and actually doing that without having to have a robot do it for you. And
I think it saves time.
A robot. Yeah, I understand that. It saves time, but there's also malfunctioning. It's lazy. I think there's something to be said about doing something.
It's technology. It advances. You use it.
Yeah,
you sit in a studio right now with God only knows how much the equipment costs. So we give you 2 paper cups and a string to produce the show?
Well, it's different. With 2 cups and a paper string, you couldn't disseminate in over 300 markets. So there's a purpose for that. I feel like with a lot of technology, it's just an alleviation of people's laziness.
Do you know how great it is to walk into my house and just say, hey, play whatever it is? You know how great that is?
To me, that's okay. So to me, and I could be way off here.
Right.
To me, it's a little lazy.
Man, I have a box. It's a singular box in my house.
I get it.
That I can talk to. It will play this station. It will play Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. It will tell me what the weather is if I should choose. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, it's not it takes lazy. A lot of effort to type in weather.com and look at the 10-day forecast.
But
what's
the difference between typing it in and talking to a machine? What's the difference?
To me, it's a
I might as well go outside and lick my thumb and put it in the air and try to figure out what the weather is. Like, well, what's so bad? Weather.com versus, hey, what's the weather? And I can walk around and multitask, and I can wash the dishes and get the news in 5 seconds. Come on.
I think technology can be a necessity at times. I think sometimes it's either a luxury or a flex. Yeah. And I think for so many people, technology has become a flex. It's not a matter of application. It's a matter of being braggadocious. Nah. I'm just saying.
Yeah, if you're running outside and you absolutely need the new iPhone so you could take selfies, right?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like the selfie sticks,
We know, yes, technology continues to move.
What is it called, JR, when you see it all the time on the Brooklyn Bridge and Manhattan Bridge and the Williamsburg Bridge, where they have these like ring things, and it's like for people.
It's a ring light.
Is that what those are?
It's a light.
Okay. I didn't see that a couple years ago. I didn't see that 5 years ago. Now, I see people just stopping whatever they're doing in the middle of a bridge, holding up traffic, just to go buy one of these rings so they can flaunt themselves and they can take all these selfies and manufacture these images where it doesn't even look like them. And that's kind of where we're going as a society is we have technology that's just about bragging about the state of our lives when it's really not anything like that in actuality. So that's why I have a problem with technology, yeah.
Well, that's like anything. It depends on what you do with it. I mean, you might as well tell me right now, why do we have cars? Let's go back to horse and buggy. Like,
no, that's different because a car can get you from A to B in 60 seconds, where a horse and a buggy, it might take 60 minutes, right? Shout out to the Great Lake Mike Williams there. But, JR, in all seriousness, though, you're going to get from point A to point B the same way in a Hyundai as you are in a Ferrari.
Yeah, sure, but if somebody wants a Ferrari, what's the big deal?
It's unnecessary. A $30 watch and a $30,000 watch is going to tell you the same time every single time.
It is. But if you have the funds and the resources to go ahead and get it and knock yourself out, right? There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with wearing something on your wrist that's more expensive than most people's mortgage. That's really the way society should be. I agree with you.
I didn't say society should be like it. I mean, we know we live in a world of haves and have-nots. I mean, if that's the case, then everybody should just have a $10,000 car, right?
Yeah, or just use public transportation. I mean, Jeff, if we're really having a serious conversation about this.
Public transportation is available everywhere. I can't take public transportation, legitimate public transportation.
There's no bus in Atlanta?
A bus? You know how sprawling the city is?
I find that hard to believe.
There is a bus. It's called MARTA. And MARTA is not, how about this? MARTA is not in a reliable sense going to get someone from downtown or from the south side up until Truist Park. There is no train to go up there because there's folks who don't want the train to go up there. And so public transportation is not reliable in many places across the country. I mean, I can go to Los Angeles and, hey, guess what? There are trains in Los Angeles. They exist. But you want to know something? Them trains ain't getting you a whole lot of places reliably. And yeah, you can take the bus, but the bus also ain't getting you places reliably because they got to sit in traffic, man. Public transportation ain't all that, man. What are you saying? It's nice if you stand local, but it's not moving.
Fair enough.
It's not realistic. Fair enough. It's not plausible, feasible for everybody.
What people are going to have a very serious conversation about it at some point is the amount of toxins that we're releasing into the air. And we're not properly disposing garbage, like...
Oh, my God.
No, but, like, in all seriousness, like, and the reason I bring this up is because it does typify the individuals who are all about opulence and conspicuous consumption, and it's their desire to want to own 5 different houses and own 3 different cars and own 10 pieces of jewelry. And that's the predicament that we find ourselves in, and it's why a lot of people are not ultimately going to survive on this earth because of the absolute hazardous conditions that people are putting out there because of our style of living. You know I'm right. You know I'm right on this.
I was honestly trying to figure out whether or not people who listen to the show via Alexa are lazy bums. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
That's not what I'm inferring. JR, in all seriousness, you are one of the hardest working people in any genre. This is not a position that JR is lazy. I'm just saying that type of behavior, to me, is lazy. That's all.
Nah, it's convenience. There's two categories here, right? And this is with anything. It doesn't matter what era or age you live in. That's like saying, oh, my God, we got the remote control now. And so now I don't have to get up off the couch to change a station. And so now I'm using the remote control, and now I'm a lazy bum. Like, that's the thought process.
Okay, so but you're an exception, though, because you...
Me? I'm an exception.
Because people that do that, it's a contradiction to me, because in every other area of life, you grind. You work so hard around the clock. Most people with those kind of TV habits, they're overweight. They are obese. Bro. You are extremely fit, so you can get away with it. But most people that have that kind of remote luxuries, they're not exactly the most fit people in the world.
I'm talking about in a general sense. The remote control did not always... I'm talking about from a technological standpoint, gotcha. Not a personal standpoint.
Gotcha. Because let's be honest, remote control has not exactly helped Betty Crocker.
Yeah, but the remote control did not always exist. There was a point in time where if you wanted to watch or change the station or the channel, you had to get up physically and walk to the set and do it.
What a concept.
And so from your logic of utilizing Alexa in a home, it might as well be the same logic of, we might as well get rid of everything that has made life a little bit more convenient, you know? So I'm saving time. There's a difference between vanity and waste and convenience. And it depends on what you utilize the technology for. To have a machine that can consolidate information and be able to provide it to you in a different way is convenience. It's actually genius, which is why I think there's a lot of people who have them. Like, what's the difference between, man, I got a record player in my house. I have a vinyl collection in my house. I think it's also pretty cool that I can go home and I could turn on Thriller or Teddy Pendergrass or whatever the hell I want to hear.
Good old Teddy.
I can listen to it on vinyl. Or from the second I walk in the door, whatever I'm playing in my car will automatically play in a house.
Oh, jeez.
You know, what's the problem?
Well,
it's technology. It exists. Might as well use it.
You may not love this next. You may not love this response, and it might piss off a lot of people when I say this. But
let's hear it.
Okay, we have extreme poverty in this country. We have even more extreme poverty in this world. There are too many third world countries to even name on your show right now. We have more than a billion people that live in extreme poverty. That qualifies as less than living on $1 a day, but it's okay because other people can have the same music right when they exit their car.
Right
where they enter their home. That justifies extreme poverty. Come on, JR.
That doesn't justify poverty.
Of course it doesn't. I'm being sarcastic. Like, when there's so many of these conveniences and these luxuries, and you think about other people in our world and in our country, by the way. And JR, you may not, you experience this in New York, I'm sure, living here. I don't know if you experience it as much as in Atlanta. I don't think homelessness is the same kind of degree that it takes place in San Francisco the way it does in ATL.
Homelessness is ridiculous everywhere.
Okay.
Man, it's terrible.
I have a problem with people that have all these technological advances, and yet most of us, when we walk outside our place of work, we see someone sleeping on the bench, and they are so out of it. They are so out of it. They're doing other things on that bench. I'll let the imagination run wild there for most people listening to that statement.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
There's too much goods and too many technological advances that people have these days where those resources should be going to people that are really struggling.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I agree with you.
Thank you.
I mean, if we look at where all the money goes, et cetera, we can look at that. We could talk about the Musks of the world and the Gates. So we can go on and on and on. The fact of the matter is, what do you, not you specifically, but But what do you as an individual do, right? I can't help where I was born, what I did, what I work for, what I have or what I don't have. And that's the reality, unfortunately, for planet Earth. Oh, my God, it stinks. I have been, there was a point in time where I went to India every single year for like five consecutive years. And I would come back to America and I'd go, oh, my God, you know, nobody here has, you can complain, but it's a totally different level and is a totally different level of appreciation when you see the world. I've been all over the world. And so it's terrible. Yes, what people are dealing with. But there comes a point in time where you have to understand, okay, this is the world. Yes, there's no such thing as being fair here in the world. Not one person is going to go ahead and fix it, even if you think one person or two, three people should. And it's like, okay, what can I do? You know, it's not about feeling guilty or feeling bad, but it's like, okay, this is what I can do for myself, and this is what I could potentially do to go out and make life easier for somebody else. And so in that regard, yes, I hear you, I understand you, I agree with you. But man, if I personally had to look at life that way, I would just go be a Quaker. And shout outs, do Quakers listen to the show, Chef? Do they?
Like everyone listens to the show. And by the way,
they listen to radio, you're right. Yeah. In Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they're not Quakers.
You're like the wrong example to use for this, because like you do Agents of Inclusion, you use your platform every day for those in Special Olympics. So you're the wrong person to like bark up that tree of not doing enough with their life to give back.
Forget that for a minute. Who are our people in Pennsylvania? They're listening to us right now.
Well, there's a lot of people in Pennsylvania, but more specifically, there are a lot of Quakers that do reside in Pennsylvania.
But the ones that don't use technology, what are they called?
Amish?
There you go, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, this is special. I've never done this. Hold on, Chef.
Sure.
Shout outs to all the Amish folks listening to us. Would they listen? Do they like sports?
Sure they do.
Shout outs to all the Amish people out there in Pennsylvania and I don't know, I guess going out towards Ohio and all that. We appreciate you. Hey, Shep, you need to go be Amish? I don't know.
Well, listen, JR, I love sports as much
Take
as
Take off your shoes and throw them in the trash, Shep. So, give them to the guy downstairs.
So you know what? If that meant a dying child can show up at one of these NBA basketball games and sit front court seat, I would gladly go with no shoes for a year. Gladly. Gladly. Okay.
There's a buddy of mine. His name is Manny Ohome.
Okay.
He's based in Charlotte.
Right.
He has a charity called Samaritan's Feet. And he goes and walks barefoot to prove a point. Steve Smith, the wide receiver.
That's right.
Has certainly been an advocate. So, yes, Shep, if you want to walk around barefoot in New York for a good cause, I can connect you with my friend Manny.
Okay. I'd feel for that. You know, I run the marathon every year for charity. I mean, I try to do.
Are you running a marathon again this year?
I am. Yeah.
Do it barefoot.
You know what I was thinking about doing? What? I was thinking about dribbling.
You were gonna dribble a basketball. Didn't somebody do that?
They did it for the Boston Marathon, not the New York City Marathon.
You're going to dribble through. How many miles is that? 24, 26?
26.2.
You're going to dribble 26 miles with a basketball.
This is my fourth marathon, JR. I want to go out with a bang. Like, I want to make a statement here.
You're not doing this no more?
No, I'm going to keep doing it. But I still want to go out with a bang. Yeah.
How long is it going to take you to dribble a basketball 26 miles?
Hours. Let's put it this way. It's going to take me longer than it is for Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift to actually touch each other than it is for me to dribble a basketball.
Well, we don't know what they do. It's going to take you 8 hours to do that, huh?
Probably less.
What did you run a marathon in? 4.5, 5?
I usually run a marathon in about 3 hours and 20, 3 hours and 30.
Ooh, you're like top end there, huh?
Yeah, I know. This is with vending machines and where we work too, so that's even more impressive. Yeah. No.
So you said 3:10, 3:12. What
did
you say?
You know what I really would do, honestly? Like if our fans like had a cause that they were passionate about. Right. Like whether it be diabetes, like I know for you it's Special Olympics, like I'm all ears.
You said you're going to dribble a basketball. Do what you want to do.
No, I appreciate that.
How long is it going to take? 6 hours?
Probably 6-7 hours, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Probably 6-7 hours. Actually, I'm hosting.
On New York City streets?
Yeah, so I'm hosting that morning. Obviously, 2 to 6, I host every Sunday. And after that, I'm going to run the marathon. People think I'm nuts, but I can't.
You are. What are you doing on Saturday before?
Getting ready for the show and staying off my feet.
Are you gonna like sleep 15 hours on Saturday?
No, because by that point, I'm just going on adrenaline.
You are going to work. Wait. You're working when?
Well, hosting 2 to 6 every Sunday.
Yeah, but that's after the marathon.
No, it's before.
That's Saturday.
No, the marathon's always Sunday.
Yeah, the marathon is Sunday morning.
So I host 2 to 6.
8 a.m., 9 a.m.
Exactly. But I host 2 to 6 in the morning.
On that same morning?
That same Sunday, yes.
So Saturday night.
Yeah. But it's Sunday morning, yes.
You're going to work Sunday morning.
Correct.
You're going to get off at what time?
6 a.m.
You're going to work from 2 to 6 a.m.
Yes.
On Sunday morning.
Yes.
And you are immediately going to go to Staten Island?
Correct. Then take the ferry, then take the bus, then on the Verrazano Bridge.
What are you?
And then the next day, I'm coming and I'm working with you on the JR Sport Bridge.
Nah, don't do that. Take Monday off.
No, I can't do that.
You can.
I don't know if I'm out of days by that point.
Oh, okay.
No,
sure.
But I wouldn't take it off.
Take a sick day, bro.
But I did it last year with you. I did it the year before with you. I'm not going to take it off.
Well, I didn't know you did it.
Yeah.
You can take a sick day, man.
No, come on. I'm going to take a sick day if I'm actually sick.
I may take a sick day. I'm going to be in pain from listening to you.
Cal Ripken Jr. would be ashamed of me if I did that.
You ain't Cal Ripken Jr. He ain't care about you.
He's Baltimore royalty for a reason now.
You're going to work a four-hour radio shift from 2 to 6 a.m. You're gonna get on a boat to jog over a bridge, to jog all over New York City.
Yeah.
And you're going to be done at like – what are you doing on Monday? Sleeping.
Well, no, I'm going to have work Monday.
Oh, my God.
During the day. But JR, in all seriousness, like, we talk about all these world-class athletes all the time.
For sure.
And the amount that they have to delegate and the amount that they have to balance, being full-time parents, ambassadors, brands, and obviously world-class athletes. If they can do what they do, I find it rather ironic that so many people that sit behind a microphone are fat, lazy, and stupid. I don't want to be any of those three.
You don't want to be fat, lazy, or stupid?
I don't want to be any of those three. And so if I'm going to be as critical as I am and be as specific with my, eye when I observe sports and athletes, I got to live up to the same creed.
Well, you're going to be running that marathon, and I'm probably going to be sitting around either having a glass of Jack. Man.
Okay.
That's probably what I'm
doing. You deserve it. You work 6-7 days every single week. So
just
don't do it with Alexa. That's all I ask.
Well, listen, she ain't going nowhere, man.
Okay.
There might be people that come and go.
Alexa.
She ain't going
nowhere. She's here to stay.
Nowhere.
Got it.
Oh, she ain't going nowhere.
Got it.
Gives me the weather when I need it. Plays everything that I need.
Yeah, sounds like
a wonderful. Knows when to shut up, too.
Okay. Well, I don't know that part, but Alexa sounds like a wonderful, wonderful companion, JR.
Yeah. It talks back and only has certain parameters.
Yeah.
Makes life simple. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, we just talked about a lot. Feel free to chime in. We're going to get to some football. And, speaking of places making tons of money and making more and more money, the NFL is in London. They're trying to go other places, too. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break. I know these phone lines are bumping. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, yeah, that background music is... Yeah, that lady's something. I don't even know if I want to tell anybody to Google who she is. New York Jets know who she is. sexy red. Just anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Look, we got a lot of callers here on the phone. A lot of them. Let's get to as many calls as possible. I do want to talk about the NFL games that are going to be taking place in London. We got the first one this upcoming Sunday as the Atlanta Falcons are going to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars will actually find some offense in London because they haven't been able to find any here in the United States of America. But let's get to your calls. We got a lot of people. So please, if you hear the sound of my voice, which most of you do, yes, the answers mean all of you do, just please hit your point so we can try to get on as many people as possible. Let's start off. Nick from Chicago, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Nick.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Amazing. Go ahead, bro.
So I think the Broncos are going to unfortunately win over the Bears because the Bears, I'm just going to point this out, the Bears, their defense, not good. Like, they lost 42-10 last week. I just don't think the Bears have enough in it, in them.
I agree with you. And I think they're a bunch of quitters, and I think they're a bunch of finger pointers. And I think at the end of the season, a lot of the dudes on the Bears, primarily the quarterback or starting with the quarterback, are not going to be there. I agree with you, Nick. It's going to be hard to come by. 855-212-4CBS. Sam is calling from Detroit. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Sam.
What's up, JR? Good evening.
Sure.
Shout out to the Amish in Michigan since we're talking about the Amish.
Okay. You like electricity?
Oh, I have to have electricity. I'm a Detroiter. I don't know if there's too many Amish in Detroit, but right. I'll keep it brief, JR. First off, shout out to all the Detroiters who had that epiphany last night, and you finally realized that we have a contender. But I really called you about the rookie of the month. It's a really quick thing. I don't know how Puka and Ryan Branch aren't rookie of the month over C.J. Stroud and Christian Gonzalez. Christian's great, but, you know, Brian showed up as, like, he might be best at his position at the nickel, you know, coming into the league. Like, and, you know, it might be by next year where he might be the best nickel in the league, if not by the end of this year. And Puka's, I mean, obviously breaking two records to start your career, to me, that would seem like it would be more impactful. And we'll see what CJ and the rest of, and, you know, the players that didn't play on Thursday night, what they do this weekend. But that's hard to come by, like what both of those players did for teams.
I did see that CJ Stroud was named the rookie of the month. And I know what he's done in the first three games is historic when it comes down to touchdown to turnover ratio and yards. I see all of that. I got to be honest, though, bro. Who's tracking offensive, defensive rookie? Who's looking at that?
Man, I watch it all, bro. Anything that gets thrown out there as if it's supposed to be the truth just because it's put out on our social media things or anything like that, it didn't make sense to me. You know what made sense to me? That they both were first rounders and they both got that rookie.
I hear you. I'm just not thinking about that. Let me know at the end of the year who wins. Let me know who wins rookie of the year, not the month. I don't care.
I think I got defensive rookie of the year in my city.
Okay, you just might. I hope his ankle is cool. How's his ankle today? Did it blow up?
It probably did, but you know, but he's young. If he was older, I'd be worried. But them kids are bouncing back now in their 20s.
They have ACL tears too. All right, thank you, Sam. You take it easy. All right.
Brother, have a good night.
Hey, go to the MGM for me, okay?
Oh, man, I got to stay at the MGM, brother. I can't.
When was the last time you were in there? When was the last time you over there?
It's been a minute. I don't – listen, I grew up here, born and raised, so I know all the spots where I can get in trouble and not, so I can keep my butt
down. Oh, that's why I'm telling you to go, because I've been downtown. I see what – never mind. I'll talk to you later,
it's
Sam,
popping,
okay?
Bro.
All right, no Come doubt. Sorry. Downtown Detroit. I'll be back. NFL draft is coming up. I will be back. Downtown Detroit, they building up everything downtown. What's going on over there? I don't like the Nike store out there, though. Sorry. Larry's here from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Larry?
Hello, JR. Nice speaking to you again. You know
likewise,
me.
Man. How you
I
feeling?
Like to
what's
meet
up?
With you, too. Listen, you know, I have Alexas, and I have iPhones, and I have all the technology that I need as a person with disabilities. It keeps me in tune. And you know what? I'm going to tell you straight out the bat, I'm not going to hold no ribs against nobody. You know, sometimes it keeps me posted about the stupidity that goes on in Washington, D.C. You know, as Americans with disabilities, we demand for a change. And sometimes I have to keep my Joe Biden jokes fresh because sometimes I'm embarrassed of being a citizen in this country. We're going backwards, JR. We're going big backwards. All your people with disabilities that you represent and the podcast that you do, you can look at their eyes. Look at their eyes. I mean, the blind community here in Cleveland have lost a camp called Highbrook Lodge.
Okay.
We have nobody to do it. You know why?
Right.
Because after the pandemic, all people with disabilities across the country have lost their campsites because they can't operate them without staff. Nobody wants to work with us. Nobody wants to help us. Nobody wants to do very much. You do a lot.
So thank you for bringing awareness to this. What would you like people to do? As opposed to telling us what has happened now that you have done that, what would you like the listeners to do?
I would like to see if we can reach out to any of the athletes or somebody, LeBron James or somebody, to do something because the athletes do much more. I want to go all the way to AT&T Stadium. I'm an AT&T customer, and I'm going to keep it straight.
You're going to go to Dallas
AT&T? Yeah, all the way to Dallas.
All right.
To call on Congress to tell how mediocre they are. This is in the AT&T Stadium. I want to thank the athletes for what they do for us. LeBron James, everybody else.
How about this? What's the name of the place again? Just the name.
It's called Highbrook Lodge. It's owned by the Cleveland Sight Center, but we need help. We need to save this camp.
All right. Well, you share the name, and I appreciate you for bringing awareness to the rest of the country and also the listeners in Cleveland. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for having me on the show, and nice listening to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, we're just doing cool stuff. Hey, Marco, you like cool stuff, right?
Of course.
What's your favorite cool thing you like? I don't know. Tell me something cool. Go ahead.
Come on, man. Throw me like that?
Put you on the spot?
Why you do me like that? I don't know.
I don't know. We were talking about you missed the whole conversation
mostly,
about Alexa.
Yeah.
You missed it. We were talking about Alexa and technology. You missed it.
Yeah, but it's that's what I'm saying. Like I'm not cool enough for that stuff. I don't really do all those things. I'm kind of laid back and very nuts and bolts. I'm an old man. What can I tell you?
If I got both of you guys an Alexa for Christmas, I mean,
I don't want it. Thank you, but no, I don't want it.
Damn.
I'm a little bit like, I'm not to say
there's
I'm
one in the bathroom right there in the studio.
I'm aware, and it's fine in the bathroom, in the studio. At work is good. You come into my house, I'm not tinfoil guy, but I don't want Big Brother. I don't want you in my house. I want you out.
Hey, I haven't called for 3 days, okay, Marco?
I'm sorry. That's how I am. You know, you're welcome over. You got anything that gives a technological beeping device to your location? Get the hell out of my house. I don't want you here.
Chef, throw to Marco. Chef, go to Marco.
Wait, well, before I throw to Marco, you're not an Alexa guy either. I'm not either, Marco. Thank you. It's unnecessary. It's just flexing. That's all it is.
We lost JR completely.
Oh, did we lose JR completely?
Did I get rid of your voice completely? Did I finally get rid of it?
No, I had to. You sent me into a coughing a coughing fit. And so now that I'm out of my coughing fit, I was telling Shep to throw to Marco.
No, I got it, but I wanted to kind of ascertain where Marco was coming from because I didn't get a chance to ask him that question I thought was invaluable. That's all.
So it's 2-on-1. Y'all two hate Alexa, and it's just me over here.
It's just not necessary. By the way, the hosts are so good here. We have to also hear them when we go to the bathroom, so that makes all the sense in the world.
You can unplug it from the wall.
Why would I want to do that? The hosts are too good here.
Well, you can tell it to shut up, too. I have no problem with that.
You go in there, you go into the restroom, and you tell the machine to shut up?
I do not, but you can. I mean, you could tell the machine to stop playing.
When I'm in the studio next time and I walk into the restroom, I'm going to call it, and I'm going to say stop. Nobody's going to know it's me,
exactly.
Right?
No. You could do that, and that, again, I wouldn't do that. I'm cool with it at work. I have a little bit of a thing, though. When I get in the home, like, no, I don't want, no, get the hell out of here. Now
it's
I'm home.
Still, can I just say it's still odd to me when I'm in the studio in New York that this Alexa in the bathroom? I mean, isn't that kind of weird?
Well, you know what's weird, gentlemen, is in both bathrooms, it's WFAN. And last time I checked, CBS Sports Radio is pretty prominent here, too. Well, we should make one bathroom at least.
Well, Shep, you can talk to it and tell it to play whatever you want it to play.
That's right.
That's whoever goes in there and says it. All you got to do is walk in there and tell it what to play. Yeah. I know plenty about it. I don't have it. Doesn't mean I don't understand it.
Gotcha.
You can tell it to play whatever you want. And let's be fair, gentlemen. In the bathroom, I'd rather hear whatever host is on than anything else that's going on in there. Let's be fair, okay? I think that's why it
I'm
should
not
stay
being sarcastic.
On 24 hours a day.
I like the host here. I agree. I just always wonder why it's always on WFAN every single time I'm in the bathroom and never
You're
on CBS
New York.
Sports Radio.
You change
You're
it.
New York.
I will change it.
You change it.
That's a deal.
But don't turn it off.
When we go to break, go to the restroom and change the station.
Okay.
There you go. Just don't turn it off.
All right,
you know how to use it, right?
No.
You got to call it. You say, what is the thing called? You walk in there and say, hey, Alexa, play whatever.
Right. Hey, Alexa, CBS Sports Radio, JR Sport Brief, play.
Play CBS Sports Radio.
Got it.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
See?
Go try it and see. Hey, let's go for it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home, I love hearing you. And I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, the great state of Georgia. Atlanta. It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. You know, amongst all the football activities that have been going on. Justin Fields, Kansas City Chiefs, Taylor Swift, the New York Jets, the 0-3 teams, all the bad ones. Has anybody been paying attention to what's going on in Vegas with Chandler Jones? He was arrested this week. Shep, did you hear about Chandler Jones?
I have not.
He was arrested in Vegas. Well, you saw the video, right? He put the video up and he put up the tweets. And
Yeah. You showed me it.
Yeah, he's been crapping on the organization. He was arrested for violating some type of domestic violence ordinance where he's supposed to stay away from somebody. And it's not a good look for this dude right now. There's something mentally going wrong. He put up a video about Aaron Hernandez, and then also Josh McDaniel. It's just, I hope he gets better. I don't know. Even when you think about the issues that his brothers had to deal with, and drugs pretty much, just, I don't know. All the best to Chandler Jones. He was arrested, but it seems like they are just deeper issues at hand. I don't know if we're going to see him back in the NFL. At this point, I don't think it matters. Just get well, man. 855-212-4CBS. Dragon calling from Ohio. What's up, Dragon?
Good morning, JR. How are you doing, man? Good to talk to you.
Well, I'm about to cough up a lung, but go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you. They got you going there. A couple of things I want to say real quick. Shep, I love your ideas and stuff like that, but as a motivator that I speak to kids, you got to be that change. And you got a lot of passion in you. But we want to be the change, and you want to make money, you know, have them donate money and do that. I'm willing to donate my time to come up there with you, do a marathon show, raise money, whatever charity you want.
Oh.
Secondly, Dorian Thompson-Robinson is going to probably play Sunday, JR, for Cleveland.
Well, I mean, that sucks. I mean, everybody wants to see Watson. Shep, take over, Shep. I'm going to die over.
Got you. So, Dragon, the individual that you're talking about, now, let's just look at big picture for a second. You are calling from Ohio.
Sure.
Tell me the status of where Browns fans align with Deshaun Watson, because he has had a nice bounce back season compared to the averageness and pedestrianness he was in his rookie year with the Haslam. So I like the direction that they're going in. And by the way, Dragon, their defense, and I include the Cowboys and 49ers in this conversation, I don't know that there's a better defense in the NFL right now than the Browns.
No, there isn't. But here's the thing about Browns fans. I have been on them all week long because more than half of them still don't believe in the Browns yet. They're still negative thinking.
That's pretty high. That's a pretty high ratio considering what the Browns have done the last 30 years.
It's really, really bad.
Right.
I mean, they're all over. They nitpick Watson to death. But I'm gonna give you a couple examples, Shep. Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. What won the Super Bowl? A defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gonna go Brad Johnson next, and then.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dragon. Do you see how much they throw this football around in 2023?
Sure.
So I don't know if we can look back at 20 years ago and apply it to right now. You gotta throw the ball.
Well, sure, but that's where I'm gonna break some news to you. I heard and have an inside source over the last 20 years in Cleveland.
Okay.
And I've heard that they are talking right now to Devontae Adams with the Raiders.
Good. Yeah.
And I mean, if they put him in there, you know they're going all in, JR.
Yeah, I heard he's pretty good. I heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah. If they put him in there, they're going all in to go to the Super Bowl. I like the Lions. I mean, I'm glad they're doing well. It was good to see their fans come out. But over here, the Browns are quietly. They're not getting no attention, no media, no nothing. And that's good because I think that's the narrative we'll watch. But
hold on, Dragon. I gotta go ahead and hit the break. But let me tell you something, man. Deshaun Watson in the Super Bowl is exactly what the NFL and the country wants to see, okay?
I'm sure of that. But here's what I want to give you in closing. When they lost to Pittsburgh, he threw the ball to a tight end. It hit him right in the hands and bounced out of his hand. How is that Watson's fault? When he fumbled the ball, the two blockers didn't even pick up the defensive end coming around the corner and hit the ball.
We don't have enough time. I mean, you might be referring to people locally or your friends or whatever. I still think the dude is a very good quarterback. I wouldn't be shocked at anything if he regains Pro Bowl form, so we can stop. You don't have to defend Deshaun Watson. My point to you is that the NFL. My point to you is that nobody in the NFL office wants to see that man in the Super Bowl. It's going to be just a big old joke for folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break, and not just your calls. NFL is busy. NFL's in Europe. It's trying to go other places, too. I'll tell you where. Here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Summer may be over, but the beach is open. Whether you're a longtime Bachelor fan or never seen a single show, this season of Bachelor in Paradise is for you. The premise of the show is pretty straightforward. You've got 20 beautiful singles living on a beach with one goal, to find love. There's sure to be romance, laughter, and complete chaos. Love triangles will form, so will love squares, and even love hexagons. Cause life's a beach, and then you cry, and cry some more. Yes, this season is going to be bananas. But after 8 years of successfully uniting soulmates and marriage and kids, there is still magic in paradise. So only one question remains. Who will find love next? Bachelor in Paradise premieres Thursday, September 28th, 9, 8 central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
What's up, everybody? I'm Danny Parkins, based out of Chicago. This is my buddy Andrew Filippone. He's based out of Pittsburgh. You really got to check out our podcast, First and Pod.
Twice a week, we're going to break down the NFL after Thursday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. It's every team. It's every game. It's all 32 teams. We give you a complete picture, and we get into it. We don't kiss each other's fannies on this show.
New episodes of First and Pod available when you wake up every Monday and Friday morning throughout the football season in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.